Scripture reading for today is in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 to 8.
今日所读的经文是腓利比书2章5节到8节。
We'll be reading this together, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们会用启译的方式一起去读，首先去读英文，之后读广东话。
Philippians, chapter 2. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
我们一起去读，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，悭了本是神的形象，不以自己与神同在为强的，反倒取了自己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，如有人的人子，就自己谦卑，存了心服侍，以致死，死在十字架上。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
神祝福所听的所讲的人。
We're very happy to have Brother Jin with us this evening to give us the message, the mind of Christ for us.
我们今天很开心有弟兄和我们一起去分享这个信息，基督对我们的心。
Good evening, everyone.
晚好，大家好。
Would you join me in a word of prayer?
我们一起祷告。
O Lord, our God in heaven,
我们天上的父,
we want to know you more.
我们愿认识你更多。
Teach us who you are.
教导我你是哪一位。
Allow us to love you more with our knowledge.
帮助我们更加有知识去认识你。
Lord, I know there is not a single person in this entire universe
我们知道在这个全宇宙没有一个人,
that when you teach them what you have done that night on the cross,
你教导他们在耶稣基督当日在十字架上的事情,
when you share the gospel,
当你分享你的福音,
when you disclose and reveal what really happened for a sinful person like me,
当你展示在我们每一个罪人的身上,
there is not a single person who can stand against that grace.
没有一个人,罪人可以接受这个恩典。
There is no one who can resist your love but to receive it with thanksgiving.
没有人可以阻挡你的恩典和爱,只是可以接受。
Lord, we pray that every single person in this room may receive your love from you this tonight.
我们当中每个人今晚可以接受你的爱。
That you would grow in us love for you, for we know what you have done on that cross.
在我们内在心可以爱继续生长，知道你更加。
That our joy may be our love for you.
我们的喜乐是爱你。
That our loving you and setting apart from this world may be joyful to those who hear you tonight.
我们在这个世界内分别出来，是更加爱你，当其他人见到，更加知道。
Fill us with your love and word, O Lord.
充满你的爱和你的话语真理。
Speak us tonight through your words.
向我们，用你的话语向我们说话。
And allow us to open our eyes and see the things have unseen before.
最后开我们的眼，看到我们不看到的东西。
Allow us to see Jesus Christ on that cross tonight.
让我们看到耶稣基督在十字架上。
In Jesus' mighty name we pray, Amen.
是耶稣基督圣名祈求, Amen.
If someone asks you to capture the entire Bible in one single sentence, what would you say?
如果人说你用一句话是整概括整本圣经，那你会怎么说呢?
It's not a hard question.
这个不是一个难的问题啊。
Why? Because Jesus has done it already and it is recorded in the Gospel of Luke.
因为耶稣基督他已经做了出来，而在路加福音里面已经记录到。
The reason Jesus answered that specific question for us on the road to Emmaus.
然后耶稣基督是为了特别为了我们是答出来，是在耶稣基督在以马五色路上。
Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory.
路加福音第四章二十六、二十七节，基督这样受苦又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的么？
Beginning with Moses and all the prophets,
耶稣在摩西和众先知开始解说。
Jesus explained that every page in the scripture points to his suffering and death and glorification.
耶稣就解释在旧约圣经里每一节都讲到指着去十字架上的受苦和死。
So according to Luke 24, to read the Bible apart from Jesus, the one who was crucified, is not a valid reading.
如果根據耶穌咁講，如果我哋係唔跟住聖經咁嚟讀，係佢嘅受苦係唔可以得到嘅。
As if Jesus is the foundation of all the scripture that stands upon.
因為耶穌基督就係所有聖經嘅基石所建立在上邊。
In the similar way, there's a New Testament scholar named Gordon Fee says this.
在最近有一个在新约圣经的叫做费戈登的学者这样说。
Good Friday, therefore, is not simply one of those Fridays on the liturgical calendar.
耶稣的受难日不只是一年一日的 在日历上的一个其中一个星期五。
It is a fulcrum on which creation, covenant, and future consummation, the story of entire humanity,
是整个历史宇宙和人类的关键，是包括他的创造、他的契约和耶稣的圆满。
And Fee has rightly called today's passage, Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11, the single most significant block of material in Philippians.
然后费戈顿先生他都 正确地说，腓立比书二章五至十节都 是最终的最重要的部分是我们同我们今天所读的引导和指南针。
And it is that is our map tonight.
就是刚才我所说的腓立比书二章五到十一节，就是我们今天读的一个指引。
That necessary fulcrum, that map of our Christian life, ethics and manner, stands.At the center of Christianity and tonight's sermon on Christ's crucifixion.
就是一个咁关键嘅，就系我哋基督徒嘅生活同埋我道德礼仪嘅指导，同埋基督教嘅中心，亦都系今晚我哋关于基督受难讲道嘅中心。
However, it is more than just understanding that the Bible stands on Jesus.
呢个唔单止净系明白呢个基督圣经里面讲耶稣点讲。
It would be far easy for us to be a good Christian this day if it was just information.
咁即系好简单，如果系咁简单，即系我哋好可以觉得做一个好嘅基督徒。如果我哋净系知道呢啲咁嘅知识嘅话。
But tonight I want to challenge each one of you in this room.
我今日会挑战大家，咁系在座嘅。
Because what we're going to do is we're going to look at the most significant point of humanity together from today's passage.
我哋今晚会睇最重要对于我哋人类嘅喺圣经里边最重要对于我人类嘅。
And I want to challenge you to take it with your mind and move it and respond with your.Action.
就挑战大家可以将呢点攞到喺你自己心上，然后去继续。
Because that's what Paul is doing in verse 5 today.
呢个就系保罗喺第五节里边所提到嘅。
After describing a little bit of what Christ has done for believers in the Philippian church, verses 1 to 4, he says, "Have this mind, which is yours in Christ Jesus."
保罗在第二章一到四节很简单跟腓立比教会人讲了之后，他在第五节就是这样说，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Other translations has it like this: have this mind among yourself, which is also the mind of Christ.
有第二啲版本嘅翻译就系、是，除咗系以你基督的耶稣为心，仲要以基督为你自己心。
If you have ever wandered around to look for the mind and the will of Christ for you,
如果你曾经系想点基督嘅心系对于你系咩嘅意思咧？
If you've ever questioned why did Jesus die on the cross for me,
如果你有曾经问过点解耶稣基督会喺十字架为我而死咧
？God is speaking through us tonight through Paul. Have the mind of Christ in you.
然后其实神系通过保罗喺圣经里边讲，系以耶稣基督的心为心。
What he's essentially saying is.What happened on that cross is not for your intellectual stimulus or indulgence.
即係以基督的心為心嗰度，即係唔係話你淨係知道喺知識上嘅認識佢耶穌基督。
Far from it, it shouldn't be just a comforting words for your discomforting soul.
依個就唔係為咗你自己又可以有舒服，同埋有因為你自己覺得唔。我觉得好唔开心嘅时候
，Now my sins are forgiven, therefore I am free。
就好似觉得，我嘅罪已经被赦免啦，因为我可以得到自由。
And if you stop there，
如果你喺嗰度停止嘅话
，If your feet are not moving，
如果你脚唔继续往前行嘅话
，If your entire body is not responding to that mind of Christ，
如果你全人唔去对于头先嗰个以基督的为心嚟继续向前行嘅话。
I pray that you would have the mind of Christ tonight.
我哋会为你祷告，你会有基督的心为心。
Now, some of you may be thinking that I do want to live according to the gospel, according to what Christ has done, but it's not that easy, Jen. You don't understand.
好多人都觉得我系想跟住基督嘅心，跟住圣经嚟活着。不过对于詹弟兄嚟讲，呢个唔系一个易事嚟嘅。
But God understands.
不过神知道。
He knows every bits of tear, every bits of emotions that you're going through.
神知道我哋每一滴泪，每一个感情。
And for that reason, have the mind of Christ.
就为嗰个原因，我哋要有以基督的心为心。
In the mind of Christ, you will find yourself to be able to do what God is calling you to do.
就系喺基督嘅心里边，你可以去做。神所要你所做的
Because what led Jesus coming down from heaven to take upon the form of flesh?
有乜嘢系令到耶稣基督由天上道成肉身嚟到世间呢
？What led and guided Jesus to act on emptying himself is also now guiding us today.
有乜嘢可以引致耶稣基督佢可以虚己嚟到世上？同样嘢可以系引导我哋嘅。
He is showing us an example. He is giving us everything is accomplished, and at the same time, he is enabling us, enabling weak ones who are gathered this tonight to be able to look up to Jesus and follow him with our cross.
佢系。因为他自己可以令到我们可以因着他的问题，因着耶稣基督的原因，我们可以跟随他。
If you're discouraged to follow Christ nowadays,
如果你跟随耶稣觉得灰心，今天觉得灰心的话，
I hope this message would give you courage and would encourage you to continue to do so.
希望今天的讲题可以令到你鼓起勇气，可以鼓励你。
Because it also gives a practical.Ways for us to receive that mind, or in other words, it teaches us what a person should be doing after receiving the mind of Christ.
呢个系一个好实际可以教导你点样去接受一个基督为心嘅心。
So that mind of Christ for us can be summarized in two ways.
咁啊，基督为心嘅心可以总结成两部分。
One is downward humiliation.
第一种咧。就是向下屈尊苦就谦卑行为。
Let's look to your left and right and front and back to your brothers and sisters and say, downward humiliation.
你向左右前后的弟兄姊妹讲话，耶稣基督是屈膝苦就我们。
Now, second movement is upward exaltation.
第二个呢，就是向上的去高举耶稣。
So two movements, downward and upward.
是两部分，一个向下，一个向上。
And take this with your faith in Christianity, at least in the form of Jesus Christ's earthly ministry, you cannot separate downward from upward.
根据你信心，你不可以将个向上和向下的两部分是分开。
If we are united in Christ,
如果我们同基督是联合的话，
if we have received any encouragement of the Holy Spirit,
如果我接受圣灵所鼓励的，
your downward is upward.
你的向下就是你的向上。
But at the same time, your upward is your downward.
你的向上也是你的向下。
Because as we read in Luke 24, through suffering, Jesus entered into glory.
就好似我哋首先读过路加福音24章嘅，佢就知道。
We will together celebrate Christ's exaltation on Easter Sunday, and today we're going to focus on downward humiliation.
喺星期日复活节，我哋会庆祝耶稣基督嘅得胜。不过今晚我哋系去睇下耶稣基督点系谦卑。
And today we hope by the end of the sermon.Our movement, if it were to go upward in your life of Christ, it would change to downward to follow Christ's footsteps.
如果经过今晚，我哋系平时系跟住耶稣可以去做耶稣要我哋工作话，今晚我哋去知道我哋都学耶稣去点样去谦卑自己。
Before we dive in, please once again join me in a word of prayer.
请跟我哋一齐祷告。
Heavenly Father, we bow in your presence.
天父，我哋喺你面前屈身。
We pray from everything we have, may your word be our only rule.
我哋愿你嘅话语成为我哋嘅生活嘅一切嘅准则。
May Christ be our only foundation.
然后耶稣系我哋唯一嘅基石。
May your spirit be our only teacher.
圣灵系我哋唯一嘅导师。
And may your exalted Christ glory be our only concern.
由耶稣基督的荣耀是我们唯一关切的事。
Through, in, and by Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
通过耶稣基督。Amen.
So today's passage is known to us, so those of you who know, is called the Christ Hymn.
今天我们经文就是其实如果很多人知道就是基督的心。
And this Christ Hymn, the Apostle Paul beautifully pens the entire economy of redemption into only 97 Greek words.
就是我们读过腓立比书五章那里讲到，其实就是我们知道基督有赞美基督的诗，保罗用了97个希腊字就写出一个这么美好 的诗句。
The Christ hymn teaches us several things.
这个基督的赞美诗教导了几样事情。
It teaches us Christ's self-emptying act, which is called kenosis.
就教导我们基督怎样是虚己。
It shows us that Christ's obedience to the point of death.
是指出耶稣顺服至死。
And it teaches us after that ultimate humiliation, there was exaltation.
因为基督对这个羞辱完全的羞辱之后呢，基督并为可以有终极的榜样。
In other words, it shows us Christ's pre-existence, incarnation, humiliation, death on the cross, and exaltation by the power of the Holy Spirit.
换句话来讲，这里就是表明基督是自有永有的，然后要道成肉身受死，死在十字架上，然后被神高举。
And all of that point us to worship Christ, whose name is above of all names.
这个就是指向我们敬拜一位超乎万名之上的基督。
Now those of you who are keen readers of the Bible or listeners of today's passage,
对于那些是热心是听 聖經或者今日嚟經文嘅人嚟講。
There is close connection between the mind of Christ and the actions Christ took based on that mind.
我哋可以睇到耶穌基督的心同埋耶穌基督嘅行動係依個係好有關聯嘅。
Now I want you to walk with me. Why did Jesus have to do that?
我哋可以諗耶穌基督點解要咁做呢？
More than your own salvation, more than to take the sins upon his shoulder. Why in this specific way?
唔單止為咗我哋嘅救恩，唔單止當我哋嘅罪可以赦免。
He could have chosen any other ways but to carry that cross, but why did he?
佢可以選擇其他唔同嘅方法，點解要選擇復活呢？
Why did Jesus take the curse, the sign and seal of that curse of the cross, and be humiliated by all pagans, non-believers?
點解耶穌係接受一個係十字架一個羞辱，係所有唔相信嘅人嘅羞辱，係喺佢自己身上呢？
It is to show us an example.
是帮俾我哋一个榜样。
Now that's a scary part.
一个好惊人嘅一个事情。
He's teaching us the mindset, or he's teaching us is the way that he was thinking in all those actions.
佢系教导我哋耶稣基督自己点样谂。
And he's also showing us the actions that would follow.The proper actions that would follow if one of you or any of you would have that mind of Christ.
佢都教導我哋，如果個每個人有耶穌基督嘅心嘅話，佢嘅行為係會點樣
？Now, if I was teaching something to my child, I would tell them what is right, and I will tell them how they should react.
如果係我教導嘅細我哋嘅細路嘅話，即係會知教導佢點邊樣嘢係點樣係啱，又點樣去做。
One example would be using spoons to eat food, not your hands.
一樣好簡單嘅就係用匙羹食飯，唔係用手。
Even this lunch, today's lunch, we were eating very delicious pasta that my wife made.
今日Brother Jean佢哋今日係食意大利面。
And our girls went straight with their hands to start picking up food and eating.
然後 In and Out 同埋 Johanna 咧，佢哋係用手嚟食。
I wouldn't say which one, but one of them.
唔知系边个。
But when I tell them so and so and so, please use your spoon, they would not listen.
然后巴拉金去同其中一个女讲嘅时候话咧，不过嗰个冇跟从到。
Even though because I have repeated myself for many many days, they know eating with hands is not good.
雖然巴拉金去同佢哋講過好多次啦，不過佢哋都知道用手食係唔係好噶啦。
What works in their mind is that I have to bring the spoon into their hands and show them how to eat。
點樣佢哋會佢會啲學到咧？就係巴拉金會將個匙羹攞到佢個嘴度教佢哋點食。
And to show how to use that spoon。
然後教導佢哋點樣用嗰個匙羹。
Now that's the really bad example of this, what Christ is doing.
一个唔系一个好嘅榜样。
He's teaching us something.
耶稣基督教导我哋一啲嘢。
He's giving us his mind.
佢将耶稣基督将佢嘅心教导我哋。
But when we hear that, we are less likely to act upon it.
虽然我哋听到耶稣基督嘅教导，不过我哋好少会跟住耶稣基督嘅做嘅事情做。
So he became like one of us.
佢會變成好似我哋咁樣。
And he showed us how to use that spoon.
佢好似即係我哋教導，好似我哋咁教導我哋點樣去用一個匙羹。
One thing I do is I show my daughter that I am using my spoon and this is how you do it. So I show them how it works.
然後 Brian 就係教佢個女點樣用個匙羹去親自做俾佢哋睇。
Christ is doing the same thing.
耶穌基督做同樣嘅東事情。
He's teaching us, but he knows our weaknesses.
耶稣基督教导我多，不过知道我哋嘅软弱。
He's showing us how it should be done.
耶稣基督教导我哋应该系点样做。
But you know what separates from me and Christ? There are many things, but what would be?
由我哋同耶稣基督有咩分别呢
？It is that he has already accomplished and applied what you need to do on that cross.
不过耶稣基督在十字架上已经完成了所要做的事情了。
Not only that, he has sent his Holy Spirit to help you to follow the mind with your action.
然后当耶稣基督升天之后，他差遣圣灵来到我们那里，让我们可以有个心，耶稣基督的心为心。
But I want to go one step further than that. Then there will be a people who will be asking, then why should we even try if God does everything for us and he's giving everything we need? Why should we even try with our effort?
如果我们知道神已经做了所有帮助所有事情，为什么我们还要去尝试呢？
Today we're going to be a little bit theological, so please bear with me. And if you have any questions, please come and talk to me afterwards. But the word have this mind is not an invitation, but it's a commandment.
然后这个以耶稣基督为心不是邀请你做，是一个命令。
So to have the mind of Christ, which is for us already, is contradictory. Anyway, if it's for us and if it's already mine, why should we have it?
然后以耶稣基督的为心，这个好像很矛盾，因为我们已经有耶稣基督的心为心了。
There's many theological ways to decipher this and approach this point, but one thing that we can say is that it is because we are weak and we are forgetful.
有很多神学理论可以解释，不过其中一个就是因为我们软弱，我们不能够做到。
And within the created order, God has given us free will to respond with everything we have according to what he has done under his sovereignty.
因为在神创造的规律当中，神给我们一个自由意志。
To put it this way, it wasn't the passive or a reluctant mind that Paul is asking us to have.
保罗不是要我们一个是被动的去这样去接受。
Just as Christ was intentionally took that cross, intentionally left his divinity,left his all the divine privileges and came upon the human form, we ought to actively humble ourselves, actively respond to have that mind with our actions.
就好像耶稣基督去主动去虚己的话，我们一样也要主动去谦卑自己。
What he actively obeyed to the Father for sinners like us is the glory for all.
因为耶稣基督主动地去遵从神是一个荣耀，对于他是荣耀。
So more than passive understanding or interpretation of the Bible, this mind of Christ is active.
我们不应该用一个被动的心态去明白，去理解个圣经的以基督为心的心，我们要用主动的方式去理解。
Yes, there will be times where we are down and downcast and discouraged. Yes, there will be times where we are extremely happy. But this obedience from the mind of Christ is active and not lukewarm.
有时我们可能是很喜乐，有时不过我们很忧愁。不过这个以基督为心的心，应该是很主动的事情。
Now, once again, I want to.Point us to the future glory that awaits for us.
巴拉金想系指出，我哋系将要面对、将要去将来嘅荣耀嘅事情。
Until Christ returns, or until he has called us, there will be a world with sin.
直至我哋嚟到耶稣基督嚟到，或者耶稣的叫接我哋当中，我哋系会有罪。
We would be under the subject of this sinful yet natural inclinations to go against God.
我们在一个自然，我们人的天性里面都是有罪性的，是相对神的。
But to put it in a nice way, there will be hesitation, there will be lukewarmness, or there will be spiritual slogging, spiritual...slowness to respond to the word of God.
我们知道我们是有很多时候是不冷不热，我们是很慢怠慢去接受神，去回应神的。
The distance between our mind that now we have received from Christ to our body and our action seems so so far and distant.
我哋即係我哋知識上嘅明白，同我哋身體嘅行為係好大分別、好大距離嘅。
But it is possible.
不過依個係可以嘅。
It is only possible because what Christ has done.
依個可以只係因為耶穌基督所作嘅事情。
When God the Father who are in heaven looks upon us,
当天上的父亲睇我哋嘅话，
He sees everything.
佢睇见我哋所有嘅嘢。
He sees our efforts.
知道我哋嘅努力。
He sees our failures.
知道我哋嘅失败。
He sees our struggling against sin.
知道我哋喺罪里边嘅挣扎。
He also sees that we sometimes fall.
知道我哋好多时候都会跌倒。
But what he sees in his people is not that alone.
他不過他看到的不是我們個人的單獨一起。
Before our failure and between God and our weaknesses, he sees Christ who was crucified on that cross and shed blood for us.
在我看到我們跌倒，在我們犯罪之前，他看到耶穌基督在十字架流寶血。
He no longer sees our weaknesses and failures, but now he sees the triumphantsacrificial lamb who died on that cross and obeyed his commandment.
他没有看到我们软弱，我们的失败，他是看到耶稣基督在十字架上的得胜。
So I can boldly proclaim,
我要很宣扬神。
The recounting story of Christ's death and resurrection is more than a story.
我们提到耶稣基督受死的事情不只是一个故事那么简单。
It shows us the mind of Christ who died on that cross.
是表示耶稣基督的心在十字架上为我们死。
Not only that, it teaches us, it commends us to let our mind be identified with that mind of Christ.
不单只是教导我们，还是教导我们怎样跟耶稣基督的心是一认同一起。
In other words, it is the very holy ground that we are to walk in Christ.
这个是一个很神圣的地方，我们跟耶稣基督同行。
It is the footsteps that we follow as we remember we are not just the spectators of the gospel, but we are active participants.
我们不只是一个旁观者，我们是一个参与者。
And we are victorious as Christ is.
我们好像耶稣基督，我们是可以得胜的。
To do so, it's interestingly enough, Paul begins with the eternal divinity of Christ.
然后不过保罗是以耶稣基督的神圣开始。
In verse 6, it goes like this. Who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped.
第六节，他这么说，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺。
In verse 7, it says, he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man.
由第七节就是反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。成为人的样式。
The one who shares the exclusive Father's glory, the one who shares the Father's nature, refuses to cling to the divine privilege.
耶稣圣子，佢同神系同享有一样嘅荣耀嘅话，佢系拒绝去接受。
The one who has all the right in the entire universe.Refuses to practice that right.
然后这位可以在整个宇宙有权柄的人，他也是拒绝 去用他的权柄。
Rather, he leaves that behind and chooses humiliation, emptying himself to the point of death, which is the lowest point of our life.
不过他自己将所有自己的权柄放在后面，然后取就好像第五节咁讲，佢取反倒虚己，第六七节咁讲，反倒虚己取了奴仆的像，成为人的样式。
I do want to clarify here that one thing, which is his emptying himself, the act of self-emptying, which is kenosis, as I said, by no means is subtraction of his divinity.
要解释清楚，虚己呢个咧，唔系将佢嘅神性减少。
But it is more of a voluntary concealment of its exercise.
这个是将它而是一个很自动的将它自己的神圣是隐藏。
I'm just borrowing John Calvin's words, so if you were interested, you can read it. But John Calvin did say Jesus kept his Godhead concealed, not subtracted or lost or separated, but concealed by his human form.
这个是加尔文所讲的，他是将他自己的神的神圣隐藏了。
We call this the state of humiliation in Reformed tradition.
在改革中里面，这个是一个就是谦卑的状态。
The eternal Son, without ceasing to be God, so still God, assumed our human nature with all the essentials and common infirmities, weaknesses thereof, yet without sin. This is Westminster Confession of Faith 8.2.
又在改革中在西敏寺信仰那裡講到神的兒子他將自己 變為是很謙卑不過也是無罪的
And I can say every Good Friday service should center around this Christ's voluntary condescension for the cross cannot be understood apart from the incarnated Son of GodThat made it possible.
然后我们可以说每一个受难节的礼拜都应该以一个神自己自愿的谦卑为中心。
Now we're going to ask this question again. What's the significance of Jesus taking human nature?
我们再问这个神不是耶稣基督他自己谦卑有什么重要性呢意义呢
When Christ took the form of a servant by emptying himself, he became truly human without losing his divinity in the person, in the second person of the Trinity.
当耶稣基督他虚己化为仆人的时候，成为真正的时候，他是没有失去他三位一体中神圣位格的神圣。
Now this answers that question that I asked a few moments ago indirectly, and I want to put it this way because I want you to.Receive it with your mind.
剛才即是話到神耶穌基督冇失去嘅神性，其實答咗之前我哋嘅問題。
When Christ took the form of a servant, when Christ became truly human,
當耶穌基督取成了奴仆，變成真人嘅一個真正嘅人嘅時候
，His divinity is still there.
佢嘅神性仍然喺嗰度。
We call this hypostatic union.
我们知道是一个联合。
The hypostatic union teaches us that one nature unto the other natures are united but without separation, confusion, mixture, or any of sort. They are predicating one another.
这种的联合其实就是圣父、圣子、圣灵的联合是其实每个人独立不过也不会是有大家有同等的大家都有同等的权力。
But he had to be truly human.
不过耶稣基督是要变成一个真人。
Because Christ recapitulated Adam's place and made it perfect, accomplishing what Adam failed to do.
因为耶稣作为一个真正的人呢，他是重现了亚当的地位，然后变成亚当他失败的，完成亚当失败未能够完成的事情。
And because of this recapitulation of what Christ has done for the Adam's place, it sufficiently satisfied.God's expectation from men.
咁系满足了神对佢嘅子民嘅期望。
What does that mean?
咩意思咧
？That means.
咁系。
That means. There's two heads. That's why one of the reasons why Apostle Paul is describing there's a first Adam and the last Adam. The first Adam has failed what.He was supposed to do has been fulfilled by the last Adam, which is our Lord Jesus Christ.
就如保罗所讲嘅，有头一个亚当同埋最后一个亚当，然后第一个亚当所失败嘅就系俾最后一个亚当所完成嘅。
So that's the first reason why he has to be truly human. He has to recapitulate. He has to make it perfect what Adam failed to do.
咁就系点解耶稣基督一定要变成真人咧？因为佢要变重现了亚当的地位，去完成亚当所失败的、不能够完成的事情。
But don't get me wrong, not just Adam, but everyone after him, including you and me.
所以不要以为只是亚当一个人，其实所有人在亚当之后，包括你和我。
When we put Christ as the last Adam and we're focusing on the first Adam, we tend to forget our weaknesses.
当我们将耶稣讲成最后的亚当，然后提到第一个亚当，我们中间就可以忘记了我们每一个人。
He had to be truly human but without sin for our sins to be casted onto him.
因为耶稣基督一定要变成真人，然后本身没有罪，才可以将他其他人的罪放到自己身上。
For that reason, he had to be truly human, yet without sin. And our second point is, what is sin then?
然后第二点，罪是什么呢？
Now, as we all know, sin is not just a mistake, it's not just a human failure, is it?
然后我们知道罪不是仅仅人的错误和一些缺点。
In a simple definition, sin is an offense against the infinitely holy and righteous and ever more deserving God.
一个简单解释，这个罪就是对于无限圣洁的神、公义的神一个冒犯。
Sin is not your mistake; it's an offense to God.
罪不是一种错误，是对神的冒犯。
Sin is not that one moment where you fail to obey God's commandment.
罪不是某一刹那你没有遵守神的旨意。
Your brief moment of that sin, transgression of God.Against God offends God's holy name.
你嗰一刹那所犯罪，其实系对神嘅永恒、对神嘅无限嘅圣洁嘅一个冒犯。
Think about it. What kind of things would make God to be die on the cross for us?
谂一谂，边一事情可以令到神耶稣基督为我哋死喺十字架上
？We often take sin not seriously enough.
我哋好多时候对罪唔系好认真。
And I hope today we might be reminded of why he had to come down with his voluntary condescension to take our sin upon his shoulder.
咁我哋要好小心谂下，点解耶稣基督会道成肉身嚟到世上，将我哋嘅罪摆喺身上
？Please bear with me and let me continue a little more.
巴拉詹继续会讲。
Because God is infinite.
因为神是无限的。
The offense of sin against him carries an infinite effect.
他对于神的，对于我们的罪去冒犯神是有很无限的影响。
Because God is all powerful.
因为神是全能的。
Our offense of sin against him carries all powerful weight upon us.
我哋对神嘅冒，我哋罪对神冒犯系带有好无限嘅重量。
And it demands a perfect yet internal infinite satisfaction.
呢个系需要一个完美同无限嘅去满足，点样去我去解决我哋犯罪嘅情况
？There's no single human being who can satisfy that.
在世上没有一个人可以满足神的要求。
So we needed a mediator between God and man.
我们需要在神与人中间有个中保。
We need not just a mediator, but a perfect one.
我们不是随便要个中保，我们要一个完全的中保。
A perfect mediator who can take the sins of the entire world upon his shoulder.
一个完全的中保可以将所有世界所有的罪放喺佢肩头上
，and still be able to stand before God, who is infinitely holy and infinitely righteous, with all of that sin.
都咁样，都仲可以喺神面前站立，一个无限神圣公义嘅神面前站立得住。
To atone for sin and reconcile humanity with God.
所以为咗人去赎罪同埋与神和解。
This mediator had to bridge the infinite gap between God and men.
这个中保是要在人类和神中间做一个无限的鸿沟当中搭了一条桥梁。
This mediator had to be able to fully represent both parties. God who is infinitely holy and sinful people who is infinitely under condemnation.
这个中保要充分代表两方面，一方面呢就是神的完全的神圣，第二方面呢 是人的罪。
In other words, this mediator between most holy God and sinful humanity must be truly, perfectly the best ever being humans that God had intended to create.
換句話說，這位中保是在人和神中間，是一個完全的人，也是沒有罪的，是完全可以被神代表我們的。
Yet he was able to identify with our struggles and our temptations, yet without committing sin.
他可以認同我們的掙扎，我們的誘惑，但是沒有犯罪。
Justice demands that since humanity sinned, a human must offer the necessary satisfaction.
因為人類的犯罪是必須，公義是要求我們必須要提供的一個補償。
For that reason, a perfect mediator had to take the path that leads to death on a cross.
所以一個完全的中保是一定要是通往，是好像《生命記》21章23節講的，通往十字架上的死亡道路。
Yeah, which was also a most shameful Roman execution, culturally speaking, and it was also a cursed tree, biblically speaking, from Deuteronomy.
这个是罗马里面最羞辱的一种处死的方法，也是在《生命记》上面所讲的。
At the same time, this mediator must also be truly God to be able to offer a perfect, without blemish, acceptable sacrifice to it, infinite value to God who is infinite.
而这个中保也是一个完全人，可以给出完全的赎价。
As a mere human being of a near perfection, he could not have been able to, or he was not capable of covering the entire sins upon his shoulder. He was just another man.
如果他只是一个人的话，他是不可以代替所有其他人的罪。
That's why he had to be truly God.
因为这样，他一定要一个完全的神。
To fulfill infinitely holy God's value and infinitely righteous God's standards, he had to be God himself.
他要满足神完全的圣洁和神的标准的话，他本身就是一个完全的神。
Because only God himself possessed such nature.
只有神是拥有配有所有的特性。
No created being outside of the creator himself can accomplish that standard or meet his satisfaction.
除了创造者，没有一个被创造的可以这样做。
Unfortunately, in the time of the Old Testament, the covenantal animal sacrifice, peace offerings as such, were imperfect and they were pointing to a greater and perfect sacrifice that could really mediate between God and man.
很不幸的，在教育当中，所有的动物的祭品，一个不完全品，不过那些都是指向一个需要一次永恒完全的牺牲。
Under the Old Testament, Old Covenantal Animal Sacrifice, a person, every time they sinned, they had to repeatedly give that offering of peace to God.
根据旧约的话，每次人犯罪，他要重复这样去用动物为了他罪去祭牲。
Because each of them were imperfect. And how many numbers of the sacrifice do you have to give to God for your sin? They were not just enough.
然后我知道，因为人的不完全，无论你用几多次的祭牲，都是不足够。
But when Jesus died on that cross for our perfect sacrifice of sin,
当耶稣基督在十字架为我们死一个完全的圣，
finished that Old Testament covenant of giving sacrifices,
已经是完成了旧约要求所需要求的牺牲。
By him becoming the perfect priest who does the offering and becoming that perfect offering,
他是成为最完全的祭司和完全的牺牲。
He gave that once for all sacrifice for all sins of those whom God has elect.
耶稣给出一次永久完全的牺牲，是满足了神。
Now we went quickly for the reasons why he had to be truly human and he had to be truly God.
我们首先很快讲了为什么耶稣基督是要完全是一个人和完全是一个神。
And if you have any questions, please do come and talk to me or any elders in this room.
如果你有问题，可以跟詹弟兄接触或者长老接触。
What he did in his human nature,
在耶稣基督的人性方面,
for us is this.
为了我们是这样,
he lived a perfect life.
他活一个完全的生命,
he lived a sinless life.
他活一个无罪的生命,
that nobody else can do in this room.
是我们当中没有一个人可以做得到的,
so that we can fulfill actively God's righteous demands when we stand before God.
因为耶稣基督的缘故，我们可以满足神所要求所有的圣洁。
He knows our weaknesses.
耶稣基督知道我们的软弱。
He experienced even greater sufferings and temptations.
耶稣基督经历更大的试探和受苦。
Furthermore, he experienced death.
最后他是经历死。
Have you experienced death in this room?
在我们在座有没有人经历过死啊？
If you have, please let me know, because you are the resurrected one.
如果你曾经的话，其实你是已经复活了。
For that reason, he's the only fitting and perfect mediator for our sin.
因为这样的缘故，耶稣基督唯一最完美的中保。
For that reason, he has to be truly divine as well.
因为这样的缘故，耶稣基督是一个完全有神性的。
He, through his perfect death,
通过他的完全的死，
If there was a death, and if there was a degree of death, Jesus' death is the perfect one.
如果死亡有分等级的话，耶稣基督的死是完全的。
And only through his death, the infinite value and efficacy is given to satisfy God's standard.
因为耶稣的死，他是满足到神所一切的需要。
His sacrifice on that cross is not merely the death of a merely human being,but the death of God in human flesh.
然后耶稣基督在十字架上死，不是即人的死，是一个神为了我们在十字架上死。
So only such infinite and perfect sacrifice is sufficient to atone for our sins, for the world, and satisfy God's justice.
因为耶稣基督的完全的公义在十字架上是满足了神的一切。
So the unity of this divine nature as well as his human nature is of most importance for us tonight.
所以在基督耶稣身上的完全的神性和完全的人性的合一是很重要的。
Practically speaking, for today, it means two things.
实际上今天有两，我们在这个事情有两个意思。
While God in his divine nature cannot die,
虽然神因为神他是不会死，也都不会受苦的。
The person of Jesus Christ, who is God incarnate, truly suffered and died in his human nature.
但是道成肉身的基督，他就是以人性是接受痛苦和死亡。
And this suffering and death represents entire universe, entire humanity's suffering and death.Precisely because they are the actions of the second person of the Trinity.
就因为三位一体的第二位的行为，他就是接受这个完全可以受死，有神圣功效的受死。
Secondly, it also means that the divine attributes of Christ, such as his power over death and his eternal life,
咁亦意味着基督神圣的属性，譬如他在死亡战胜死亡的力量
，miraculously were displayed and manifested through his human nature。
好奇妙嘅喺耶稣基督嘅神人性方面系表示出嚟。
This is our Lord Jesus Christ。
呢个系我哋嘅救主耶稣基督。
This is the mind we ought to have among ourselves。
呢个就系我哋心智应耶稣基督嘅心智，我哋需要有嘅。
Why our outer selves and inner selves are going humiliated for his sake.
当我们外在的肉体和里面都是被谦卑下来的时候，
our inner selves are united with Christ.
我们里面的人是同神合一，
who is truly human and who is truly divine.
因为是耶稣基督是完全的人，完全的神。
So that we may not end up being at the bottom.As our last resort.
所以我们不会是我们最后一个最底下的一个要求。
But to be able to follow his footsteps in his exaltation.
我们可以跟着耶稣的脚步，然后被高举。
But But last point that I want to end today is that all of this was not for Christ himself.
巴拉尊第一最後一點就是耶穌所做的一切事不是為了他自己。
It was for God, the Father, His glory through redeemed sinners like you and me.
是為了神天父的榮耀去救贖所有罪人。
It wasn't a selfish act.
不是出於一個自私的一個行為。
It was uttermost selfless act.
一個是無私的行為。
Of a person who evermore deserved all the privilege.
是一位人，他是值得所有的特權。
And that is something that we ought to learn from today.
這些是我們應該所學到的。
We're no longer, as a Christian, look after for our own selfish gain.
我們作為基督徒，我們都不應該只是提出要我們有自己自私的行為。
We no longer unwisely seek after our own entitlement.
不是只是為了我自己的需要去尋求。
Whether it comes from our familial relationships or societal positions that we have gained.
無論是我們社會的關係、家庭中的關係。
Our focus is on Christ and His people now.
我們的重點是在於耶穌基督和他的子民。
But emptying ourselves
虛己,
and laying down ourselves as Christ has done before us,
然後將我們自己放下，因為耶穌基督為我們
begins by having the mind of Christ.
由有耶穌基督的心為心開始。
So in a sense, it's impossible to do it for the sake of just doing it.
因為只是為了這樣做而做的話，是不可能的。
Secondly, if we are not learning from Christ, if we are not gaining that strength to do so from Christ, it is impossible.
如果我們不是在耶穌基督學回來，不是在耶穌基督的恩典裡得回來的，都是不可能的。
But it is possible.
但是可以。
With the mind of Christ.
如果有耶穌基督的心為心。
It is possible because it's a commandment for us.
因為可以，因為這個是神的命令。
Because Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity,
因為耶穌基督是三位一體中的第二位。
Because the incarnate Son of God is the head of this church,
因為道成肉身的兒子是教會的頭。
Because the sinless, perfect human being and a divine person died on that cross for everyone in this room,
因為一個無罪的完全人在十字架上為我們每個人死。
And because it is God who is giving a commandment,
因為神給一個命令。
And it is God who has given a commandment as our foundation,
因為耶穌的命令，神的命令是我們的基本，一個基石。
We are able to deny ourselves but put Christ in our life up high.
我們可以將自己所需要的不要，然後將我們為了耶穌基督。
With that mind and with that economy of redemption,
如果沒有救贖的基本原則,
I want to ask this question again that I asked in the beginning.
再會問一個問題，好像剛才開始所問的問題一樣。
If we were to summarize the entire Bible again in a single sentence, how would you respond?
如果你要用一句話去概括整本聖經，你會點樣講呢？
That Christ should suffer these things to enter into His glory.
其實耶穌基督承受這些苦難，然後進入祂的榮耀。
Let our union with Christ may come alive and be displayed and manifested in our daily life and our action by having the mind of Christ tonight.
我們與基督的聯合，在我們日常生活中、日常行為中可以表現出來。
Which is already ours in Christ Jesus.
因為耶穌基督其實已經在我們裡面。
All glory be to Christ and let us pray.
一切榮耀歸於基督，我們禱告。
Almighty God, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ,
全能的神啊，透過你獨生子耶穌基督，
you have overcome death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life.
你戰勝了死亡，然後為我們打開一個永生的大門。
We humbly ask you,
我們很謙卑地請求你，
by your special grace going before us,
透過你特別的恩典在我們面前，
you put in our minds good desires,
你将你美好的心意放在我们心里面。
So that by your continuous help,
透过你不断的帮助,
we may bring the same good effect.
我们都可以同样将你的心意实现。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with us and the Holy Spirit forevermore. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
透过主耶稣基督，祂和祂圣灵是永远活着和掌管世界。阿们。